Hello and welcome to My Writing Niche, a podcast for new writers such as myself. This month I'm discussing preparing for NaNoWriMo, and next month we will be discussing NaNoWriMo. November is National Novel Writing Month, where crazy people such as myself attempt to write a 50,000 word novel in 30 days, from the beginning of November until the last day of the month. In this episode, besides discussing that, I'm also going to discuss the quandary I find myself in, which is that I woke up a few days ago with a brand new idea that I fell in love with after I'd already started outlining and doing a timeline for my other idea. But first, I'm going to do a very short Spoken Sunday piece. The Spoken Sunday was written for the theme Long Lines, and it's entitled Waiting. Waiting by Katherine Russell. Carla blew a stray strand from her eyes as she shivered in the cold, gloved hands buried deep within the pockets of her bulky jacket. Her breath preceded her, though the line itself hadn't moved in the hours she'd been waiting. In fact, it had grown, the queue stretching around the block. She craned her neck to view the nexus, listening to the growing murmur that traveled toward her like rumor in the wind. Three uniforms approached the front of the line, the leader with keys in hand. The first two unlocked the doors and let the first few people inside, while the third sat down behind a nearby iron kettle with a conspicuously labeled sign. He rang the bell, calling Merry Christmas to disgruntled shoppers as they entered and left the establishment. Carla envied his heavy white beard and hat. Her own face froze. The biting wind blew snow into her eyes, but she resolved to stay her course. She refused to contribute to the metal drum, resenting its presence as she prepared to lighten her wallet in the cause of childhood memories. Santa flashed her a grin. Despite herself, she threw a handful of coins into the container. They made a satisfying clinking sound when they hit bottom. The man thanked her. She smiled despite herself and walked inside to the glowing warmth of consumerism and January headaches. The end. I realize it's a little early for a Christmas story, but since the theme was long lines, this was the first and only thing that I could think of when I read the theme, because I automatically assume long lines with Christmas time. Go figure. If you're interested in reading this or any other stories along the same lines, you can visit the 5250 Flash site at http://52250flash.wordpress.com. Also, you can read, if you want to read some of my stories, that is also at ganymeder.com. That's ganymeder.com. And if you want to follow me and be my nano buddy, I am also known as Ganymeder on the NaNoWriMo site at nanowrimo.org. nanowrimo.org. So, on to what the show is actually going to be about. First of all, I'm going to be posting recommendations for music and other type of downloads that might be helpful during the month of November. But right now, I am struggling with my own personal choice as to what I'm going to write about. I had written 2 years ago a superhero novel for my NaNoWriMo called The Crime Fighters Club. And it was about a bunch of politically incorrect or extreme superheroes with various either superpowers or super skills. There was an alien thrown in there. It was kind of a humorous speculative fiction universe. And I had planned, because I liked the character so much, I had planned on writing a prequel to that this year. But it turns out that I had a dream in the morning. Was it a dream? I think actually it was stemmed from a dream and a conversation with my son, Monster Bat. And I got this other idea for a story involving a dragon and a young boy saving the world. It has Olympians in it, and it's kind of a worldwide catastrophe sort of scenario, and this little boy and this dragon have to go and save the world. And I told Monster Bat about the story, and you'll have to excuse that whining. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's my dog. She's trying to get in. She wants to be on the podcast. So, they had this big giant scenario, and I told Monster Bat about it. I said, well, what do you think about this story? And he kind of went, eh. But I'm still kind of in love with it, even though I'm still also loving my original characters and my original plan. So I kind of think what I'm going to do is combine them. I don't know if it's going to work out or not, but if there's any time for experiment, it's November. So besides that, I was going to recommend some music and podcasts. I know a lot of people like to listen to music when they write. I'm not really one of those people. I find music distracting. Either the beat and the melody is distracting because I want to pay attention to it, or if there's a voice, that's especially distracting because I want to hear what they're saying. However, I discovered something. I discovered something called Sounds of Nature. It's something like Sounds of Nature with Alpha Brain Pulses, or Alpha Brain Wave Pulses, on Amazon. And what it is it's nature sounds like the ocean or rain, thunderstorms, things like that, that are very sort of soothing, and they're kind of like a nice background noise. So if you want to drown out someone, like say if you want to sit in your family room and watch TV with your family, but you don't actually want to watch the television, you want to work on your NaNoWriMo novel, you can put this in your ears, and it's a very discreet way of kind of tuning everything out and being able to write. So you can tune out your family in a fun and relaxing way. It's also nice for ignoring coworkers if you happen to be in the break room, fellow commuters, library bookstore patrons, you name it. But I mean, I'm kidding, obviously, but it is a nice way to send the signal that you are trying to work on something, and it's not as distracting as music is. So you can get them. They have, like, mountain stream, rain, ocean waves, and I believe it's about 99 cents each for, like, 20 minutes. If you have a smartphone, you can download it directly, or you can buy it via Amazon on your computer and then, you know, put it on your phone or your, you know, music device, whatever. Another thing that people kind of like sometimes, I was looking into doing this before I thought of the nature sounds, is instrumental, like easy listening jazz, that sort of thing. Any kind of soft, not too distracting background noise. Just enough to give you something to tune out larger distractions. Also, for those times when you're in the car, or you're, you know, some people like to run or jog or whatever, doing housework, and you have a device where you put earplugs in, you can use that time to kind of psych yourself up and, you know, get writing tips and things like that by downloading just podcasts, which are just basically, you know, what I'm doing, but by people who are a lot more experienced than me. I like podcasts. I started getting into podcasts when I did my first NaNoWriMo novel in 2007, because I found it so helpful and motivational. And I liked especially the one-on-one podcast of a person just talking, because it felt more personal than a more professionally done podcast with segments and music and everything else. I mean, the one-on-one ones had music at the beginning and the end, but it felt more like you were talking to a person, even though, you know, you aren't actually talking to them. I'm babbling. But the point is that there's some great general writing podcasts. One of them is I Should Be Writing by Merle Lafferty. I really enjoy that. She tends to do podcasts where she mentions NaNoWriMo or talks specifically about NaNoWriMo in September, in October and November. And there's also a podcast called Writing Excuses, which is much more professionally done. It's a bunch of professionals, professional writers, novelists, cartoonists, who sit down in like a little forum, and they discuss one particular topic. And their motto throughout the program is 15 minutes long because you're in a hurry and we're not that smart. But it's actually not true, because they really are very, very smart. And even my husband, who has no interest in writing whatsoever, enjoys the podcast. I know lots of people enjoy it just because it's nice to listen to intelligent people talk about their opinions on subjects that they're knowledgeable about it. So I would recommend that. I'm also going to post a link in the show notes, but Merle Lafferty from I Should Be Writing was interviewed last year for the Creative Pen, and she talks about NaNoWriMo in that. I'm also going to put in the show notes links to the archives of old NaNoWriMo podcasts and archives of the RIMO Radio 2008 podcast. So I think you'll probably enjoy those. I have a lot more to talk about, but I'm going to try and spread it out throughout the next month so that I can put out a podcast, hopefully, on the first day of November. And then I'll try and put one out every Sunday before midnight during November. So good luck to you, and good luck with your NaNoWriMo if you're doing NaNoWriMo, and I hope to see you. I hope you tune back on November 1st. Thank you. Good luck.